You're listening to The Naked Scientists with Kate Lamble and with me, Ginny Smith.
Now we're joined by Philip Broadwith from Chemistry World magazine, who's got a story all about diagnosing the plague.
Yes, and diagnosing it faster than ever before. You may think that that's about 400 years too late, but actually the plague is still a very important microbial infection in the Third World. And they are precisely the people who don't have access to the kind of equipment and labs that you would need to properly diagnose it. So having some kind of dipstick-type test that would quickly identify the bacterium Yersinia pestis would be very useful.
So what are they doing now that they haven't been able to do before?
Well, what Peter Seeberger and his team at the Max Planck Institute of Colloids and Interfaces in Potsdam in Germany have done is actually create an antibody for a particular sugar that is unique to that bacterium. Now, this is a fairly common thing to do. You know, you've got something that you want to identify, you express an antibody. But the sugars on the outside of the bacteria are often all very similar to each other. Different bacteria have quite similar sugars. So finding one specific sugar that is unique to that bacterium is quite difficult. You then have to make it, and sugar synthesis is also very difficult, but something that Professor Seeberger's group is very good at. And then you need to use that antigen which you've made, which would be the thing that the antibody binds to create an antibody. Now, that's done by injecting the sugar into some mice. The mice produce an antibody, which you can then harvest and turn into some kind of test.
So you talked about this test being needed in the Third World. Just how quick and, importantly, cheap, I suppose, is this new method?
OK, well, it hasn't actually been converted into a device yet, but the idea is that it could be incorporated into something a little bit like a home pregnancy test, where you would just dip the end into some blood serum or something like that, and it would identify immediately whether the bacterium is there.
We think of the plague as quite devastating and deadly disease just from history. If you're using this test, how easy is it to treat?
With modern antibiotics, it's actually relatively easy to treat. You do need a fairly strong dose of antibiotics, but it's certainly very treatable. The problem at the moment is that the time it takes to get a proper diagnosis using these tests, certainly where the kit's not available in the developing world, can often be longer than the bacterium needs to actually kill the person that's got it. So a quicker test would certainly save lots of lives.
So a really important development then. Thanks to Philip Broadwith of Chemistry World magazine.